the invitation is to, first of all, just find a posture that's relaxed and comfortable. You know, you don't have to get into the full lotus position or any particular posture, but just sitting in a way that's relaxed and comfortable and at ease. So what supports that is to have your back be straight, so you're not having to tense yourself to hold a particular posture. See if you can let your chest be open and kind of with a receptive awareness, just receiving the breath as it enters the body, as you breathe in and breathe out. You can let your hands rest comfortably in your lap or on your knees or on your thighs. Again, whatever feels kind of conducive to a sense of ease and a sense of well-being. See if you can relax your shoulders. We tend to carry tension in the shoulders. So just make any adjustments that you would like to make to be as comfortable and as at ease as you can be as we begin this evening. And if you'd like to, you can let your eyes close and let your attention come inward. If you prefer, you can keep your eyes open. It's helpful to have a soft, unfocused gaze. So just maybe looking ahead of you a few feet if you keep your eyes open. So whatever feels most comfortable, most relaxing to you right now. And as you bring your attention inward, you might consciously kind of let your awareness come out of the thinking mode. Just come down into the body, drop down into the body. Feel yourself sitting on the chair or on the cushion. Feel the contact with whatever you're in contact with, whatever you're touching. Feel maybe the weight of your body pushing down on your seat, on your thighs, on your feet. Feel the sensations of the body. See if you can feel them from the inside out. Feel the sensations in your feet. Maybe pressure, tingling, warmth, pulsing. Feel the sensations in your hands. Hardness or softness or warmth, coolness. Tingling, vibrating. Just notice what is present right now. You might find it helpful to take a few deeper breaths. This can help shift us out of a more kind of tense or busy or vigilant mode into just relaxing into being here. So if you take a nice full deep in breath, filling the chest and filling the lungs. And then long, slow out-breath, just releasing, letting go on the out-breath. Breathing in, feeling the sensations of breathing in, breath filling the body, filling the chest, the lungs, and then relaxing, letting go on the out-breath, releasing. And as you breathe in, you might invite a quality of calm. You could say that word to yourself, calm as you breathe in. Calm as you breathe out. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the mind. Relaxing, releasing on the out-breath as though you're letting go of any tension, any busyness you might have come in with this evening. Relaxing, letting go. And whenever you're ready, you can just let the breath settle into its natural rhythm. Just let it be as it is, in-breath and out-breath. And any time during the meditation or any time during the talk or kind of in daily life, if you notice you're feeling tense or tight, you might just take a nice full deep in-breath, relax and let go on the out-breath. Another very simple practice is just to move your attention down the body. Just scan your body, a brief scan beginning at the top of your head and moving down the face and the head, down into the torso, down to the lower body. Just see if there's any area that you might relax a little bit more. So relaxing the eyes and the facial muscles, mouth and chin, coming down to the shoulders and the upper back, the back of the neck, just relaxing, inviting a relaxing of shoulders, coming down into the torso, the chest and the belly. Notice if there's any tension or tightness, maybe clenching of muscles. Just invite a relaxing. Let the breath come into a relaxed, open belly. Coming down to the arms and the hands, relaxing the hands. Coming down to the lower body, moving your attention down. And just invite a relaxing if you become aware of any area you're tensing up, maybe subconsciously. Just invite a softening, a relaxing. See if you can let the body be at ease. As we relax the body, the mind tends to relax a little too. We relax the mind, let go of thinking. The body tends to find a kind of more of a sense of ease too. Just checking, is there any area of the body that you could relax a little bit more? Just invite a sense of ease, a letting go. Now you might just invite a slight smile to your face, maybe a half smile. If it's helpful, you could think of a loved one, a dear friend, partner, a spouse, or a child, or a pet, or somewhere that you feel at ease that can help you invite a relaxing. When we smile, it sends a message to our brain and to our nervous system too, that there's a relative level of safety, of ease. So you might see how it is to invite a smile to your face. Inviting that sense of ease. Inviting it into the body and into the mind. See how it is to meet whatever you're experiencing right now with the attitude of a smile, kind of a welcoming, friendly attitude to whatever you're experiencing right now. Whatever bodily feelings you're aware of, meet them with kindness, with friendliness, with a welcoming attitude. You might notice your emotions or your mood right now. See how that is. Is that there a feeling of calm or of joy or peace? Or maybe of sadness or resistance in some way? See if you can meet whatever is here with a kind and accepting attitude. Notice too your thoughts. You know, are there a lot of thoughts, or is the mind relatively calm and peaceful? And whatever you're experiencing, see if you can meet it with an attitude of kindness, of friendliness, of receptivity. Just meeting this moment as it is. An image that might be a helpful one is of guests coming to visit. You know, there might be some bodily discomfort or some mental restlessness or tiredness. Whatever is here, see if you can meet it in a friendly way, as though it's a guest coming to visit. Welcoming whatever guests are here right now. I share a poem by Martha Postlethwaite. It speaks of the kind of attitude that it can be helpful to bring to this practice of awareness, of mindfulness. It's called clearing, and she says, "Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is yours alone to sing falls into your open, cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue." Create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is yours alone to sing falls into your open, cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue. So with a kind and receptive attitude, see if you can meet whatever is present for you right now in a kind and friendly way. it can be helpful to have a focus for your attention. You might notice the mind kind of going off into thinking in the future and the past. So it can be helpful to have, sometimes we use the term a home base, somewhere where we rest attention and then that we come back to when the mind does move into thought. And one of the most commonly used and often quite helpful is just to be aware of our own breathing, not to control the breath or do deep breathing, but just aware of the sensations of breathing, breathing in and breathing out. So if it's helpful, just to bring your awareness to the breath as you breathe in, the cool air in the nostrils, the chest and the belly rising and falling, sensations of the out-breath. And if it's helpful, we can pay attention in a particular area, maybe with the chest rising and falling, or the belly, or the sensations of the nostrils, or the upper lip. See what's most helpful to you if you use the breath as a focus. Breathing in and breathing out. The Buddha's first instructions on mindfulness of breathing were simply breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. Whenever you notice that your attention has moved from the breath, from the body, from just being here into thinking, it might be into planning the future or thinking about the past or daydreaming or problem solving. Whatever it is, just pause, gently let your attention come back to the body, come back to the breath, come back to this moment. And not to make thinking into a problem, but just to notice when the attention goes off and gently and kindly just coming back to the body, coming back to the breath. And each time we do that, we're training the mind, we're building the muscle of attention. Very much a part of the practice of mindfulness, of just seeing when the mind does go off. And then just inclining it back, just bringing it back to the body, to the breath, to this moment. There's two helpful questions that we can ask. We might just drop into the meditation. The first is, what am I aware of? What am I noticing? What am I experiencing? It's recognizing what is present, not resisting or judging or changing anything. Just recognizing what's here right now, what I'm experiencing. And the second question is, how am I meeting this moment? You know, am I meeting it with resistance or judgment or trying to hold on to something? Or am I meeting it with kindness, with acceptance? So just noticing, that's inviting an attitude of allowing whatever is here to be just as it is. So recognizing what's present and allowing it to be as it is, allowing it to come and go in its own time. Just in these last few minutes of the meditation, you might just pay attention to when your mind does go off, your attention does go off into thought, to where it goes to. You know, does it go to wanting something that you don't have right now, kind of in the direction of, you know, kind of craving or wanting something? Or does it go in the direction of wanting something to be different or pushing away your experience or some aspect of it? Or does it go more in the direction of daydreaming or distraction, kind of more of a spacey going off somewhere, fantasies, daydreams? Or does it go off into the planning or moving into the future with a kind of tightness? Just notice, just bring awareness to your experience, kind, in a kind and non-judging way. Just becoming familiar with your experience, with the, if you like, the habits of mind. We all have our own particular flavors. See, notice what yours is, at least right now. So being present, just aware of what your experience is right now. And noticing too when the mind goes off, maybe kind of where the energy of your attention goes. Just this kind awareness of your experience. We'll finish with a poem by Dorothy Hunt called Peace Is This Moment Without Judgment. Do you think peace requires an end to war? Or tigers eating only vegetables? Does peace require an absence from your boss, your spouse, yourself? Do you think peace will come some other place than here, some other time than now, in some other heart than yours? Peace is this moment without judgment, that's all. This moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. Peace is this moment without thinking that it should be some other way, that you should feel some other thing, that your life should unfold according to your plans. Peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome.